I like having fun. I like to laugh. I like to meet people who can make me laugh. I like having fun. Yes, I like it to laugh.
Okie dokie. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. If you're anywhere but the great American West, we are live. It is Office Hours Live, starring Tim Heidecker. That's me. It is June 30th. Thursday, June 30th, 10 a.m. here. Beautiful, hot. Going to be a hot one today if you're following the weather in Southern California. I'm joined, of course, as usual, thank goodness, by the Trinity. That includes myself as the Holy Father. And let's see how I'm going to parse this out. DJ Doug Pound has... Jesus Christ!
You're sick.
And that means
bitch.
That leaves the scraps to Victor Berger the Fourth, the Holy Spirit.
Hello,
congratulations,
everybody.
Holy Spirit! You are my Holy Spirit. You got great spirit.
Thanks.
Hello.
Don't you?
I appreciate that.
Let's get this. We've got two bombshells today. Two bombshells.
The pound.
And by the way, we're joined in studio by Sandy Hoing. Is that, am I pronouncing that right? Because I didn't go over it. Hoing.
No, it's okay. It's Honig.
Hoing.
Honig.
Honig. Well, this is the problem we have on the show, Sandy, is we have a terrible producer, Captain Carlin.
Thank you.
He's a terrible person.
I'll be here all night. Thank you.
And he doesn't do his job is what he doesn't do.
It's pretty clearly
he doesn't
H-O
go over last
N-I-G.
Names and spellings and pronunciations.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the mess we're in right now.
Hey.
But what can you do?
What can you do? I'm not worried about it.
At these prices? Okay. Well, I'm just going to call you Sandy.
Hey,
Sandy. Mm-hmm. You know the Bruce Springsteen song, Sandy?
That's what I'm named
Sandy.
After.
Sandy. The fireworks are hailing over Little Eden tonight. No, the big bombshell today, folks. And I want everybody to sit on down. We have two bombshells. One's coming later in the show. The bombshell that came our way last night, and the reason why things look a little iffy, a little off, a little weird this morning, is after experiencing a very mild cough earlier in the day, I did my due diligence and discovered this bombshell, ladies and gentlemen. Nightmare scenario. Worst. We will discuss whether this is a worst case scenario or perhaps a blessing in disguise. Can we see that, Matt? Is this clear?
Loud and clear. Very bad news, sir.
Very, very bad news. Now, let's talk about this for a few minutes, the implications of it, and my current state of well-being.
Unbelievable.
Because that's where everyone's heads are at right now as they're absorbing this. And people are shocked, Matt. I can't see the Zoomers. I assume people are shocked.
Definitely. Shock, sadness, whole range.
How many tears are we counting? Mm.
Many.
Mm. Many
gallons.
Tears.
Gallons. Maybe pints.
First and foremost, I'm feeling fine. I've got a little, what I would say, if I hadn't tested, I would have said, gee, I got a little allergies, or I got a sniffle, I got a little itchy throat. That would have been my self-diagnosis. But I had a meeting at the house yesterday, big meeting, big creative meeting for a big project. I said, you know what, before people show up, why don't I do the due diligence, do the respectful thing, and do a quick rapid test. And can you imagine my shock and horror when the lines went the way they did? Okay. Absolute nightmare scenario.
Oh! God damn it.
Now, it is no secret.
Sorry, I don't have my own soundboard, so I'm going to be doing my own.
You can just do your own.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do whatever you want, Sandy. I'm not. So where am I? Where am I? I'm in an undisclosed location in my home. Which is essentially disclosed at this point. It is an area. This is generally, if you look behind me, if people want to know, where do your guests go to the bathroom? Where do they wait when they're not on the show? You're looking at it. We're in it.
Yeah,
we're in the green room.
Sure smells good.
obviously, it's no surprise, it's no secret that the big tour starts next week, conveniently, with some warm-up shows at the Elysian Theater.
Cut the tape.
We will have. There's a potential. I'll be Frank. Listen. Could I have just taken this and put it in the trash can and just, no, you know, sixpence none the wiser? Mm-hmm. Should I have? Should I have?
Trump Pence.
Is that the
none
kind
the
of
wiser.
Person I am?
Trump.
What? Oh, Trump Pence.
Trump Pence none the wiser.
We all can grow and we all can learn.
No, I of course considered that. Of course I connived and huddled with my many handlers. What do you think we should do? Just keep our heads down.
Did you have a big meeting about it with your handlers last night?
Oh, it was a all hands on deck situation.
Do you all really believe this?
And we came to the conclusion that the right thing to do would be to get in front of this, to be honest, to be open, to assure my audience, to rest assured. And now listen, the LA audience are fast asleep right now. They are fast asleep. These people do not get up at 10 a.m. They are sleeping like babies. So they don't even know. This is like in 9/11 when those big jet airliners crashed into the towers and everybody in LA was sleeping like babies. And they woke up to the terrible news. waking up. Another beautiful day in LA. Let me just turn on the news. What? No. As you can see, my spirits are high.
I'll say.
It's looking very likely.
I'm glad Sandy's
here. The first couple of shows. Excuse me. Yeah.
Well, I'm saying it's great that Sandy's here because she's enjoying it. She's laughing.
Likes the drops.
It's cool to have someone here laughing at something. You know? Yeah. It's rare.
Hey, the sounds
are making
me laugh.
That's what I need on the show. I've told you this many. I need this on the show. I need that dim pool has. He has got that woman that just laughs and agrees with everything he says.
Come on, dude.
You need a yes woman.
Sandy.
Amen.
Throughout the show, I just need you to reaffirm whatever I'm saying. You just go laugh and then go, yep.
Mm-hmm. That'd be great.
It's okay if I fart.
Okay.
The seasons, they do change.
I'll laugh.
And
I'll
be like super interested in everything I have to say, like very engaged.
I'll like sit in the corner. I'll be very small. And then when you guys say something funny, I'll like be laughing, but then I'll go back to being quiet.
Yeah. Well, don't what you small. Can do is let's practice. If okay. I say, no, I'm not going to, I'll do it from the left's perspective. But, you know, I could say something like the Supreme Court has overstepped their boundaries. No laughs.
Sorry. Could we take it again?
So let's try it again. I believe that the Supreme Court has overstepped their boundaries.
Yes. And thank you for speaking up and using your voice.
Great. Okay, so that's the tone we're looking for today. Okay. Now back to the big COVID news. I did sincerely believe that I was immune, that I was not going to be subject to this plague.
What?
And I've let everybody down. Every week it's something, Matt. Last week I tried to put out an album and the Supreme Court throws out Roe versus Wade on the same damn day. Mm-mm. I get sandbagged.
Turns out I got COVID.
There you go.
We're cursed.
But so the next week's shows are a few of them, I would think, as long as I maintain, and I'm happy to hear people's feedback on this. If I feel as good as I feel right now, if things deteriorate and I get very sick, then we'll have another conversation. But
great.
I think I don't know. Did somebody tell me, Matt, you had this. If I'm feeling a little itchy right now, I don't have a fever.
Itchy.
Am I in the clear or do I have something coming my way, a tsunami?
Well, I think you're in the clear. Don't they say the day before you test positive is like the height of COVID in your system? Is that what they say?
Here's
well,
what
let's
I
talk
know.
About this because Okay, go ahead, Sandy.
So my mom's a doctor. Where's my... Wait, can I get a sound effect from that? So my mom's a doctor.
Wait.
Wait, say it again.
Don't request sound effects from these guys. Just let them do their thing.
I do feel a little bit... I feel a little bit left hanging.
I'm sorry about that. That was my fault. I was doing two things. That's why my drop was off.
Were you... You were tweeting about the Supreme Court. Doctor. Thank you. Okay, so here's what she said. Wait, what day of symptoms are you on?
Day two.
And you already tested positive?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So here's, let me give you the whole story.
Yes, give us a timeline.
This has to be acknowledged. Monday, I go and get the second booster at the CVS. Great
Monday,
experience.
Really? This Monday?
Yeah.
This Monday, I get the booster.
I think it's come from the booster.
Knowing that I've got a big tour coming up and I want to be fortified and ready. So Monday's the booster. I don't have any side effects from the booster. I've never had side effects from any of the vaccine things. Tuesday I test, and I'll tell you why. I tested because I was going to do Tom Sharpling's show, the best show, which I did on Tuesday night. And then I was going to a friend's little birthday event, a very small gathering, and he requested that I test. And so I tested on Tuesday, no COVID, negative. Okay. Woke up the next day with a little tightness in my chest. Was waiting for it to pass, didn't pass. In the afternoon, took the test on Wednesday, got positive. So, Sandy, speak. Yes.
So, I would say if you don't have a fever yet, that's a good sign. Good sign. And once again, this is all secondhand information that I am giving.
You're not a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but my mom...
But she plays one
in my life.
Okay.
If you don't have a fever yet, good vibes. And if this is your, you started feeling sick Tuesday, you say. No, wait.
Mildly.
It's like.
No, I started feeling sick Wednesday morning.
Oh, Wednesday morning. What day is it?
Today's Thursday.
Thursday.
Okay.
So it's fully raging at him right now, or it's yet the worst is yet to come.
I say keep an eye on it. Check your temperature. I say keep an eye on it.
Are you keeping away from your family, or are you letting it rip?
Well, this is the other thing. No, yesterday I took my family to the airport for the weekend. They were going up to Canada to visit my wife's family.
Oh, I thought it was like I got COVID, kids to the airport, fly them out.
Mm. Oh. No, you know what I did?
That's a good
one. I drove, not to Burbank, folks, to LAX. I drove my family to the airport. That's pretty cool.
Windows up?
With COVID. I mean,
that's a big move. No, I didn't know I had COVID. I was in the dark on this.
So okay. They're super spreading.
Listen,
in that
you
Spirit
know,
Airline
guys.
Right now.
I super spread like crazy recently. I didn't know. I had the same thing. I felt
all right, listen. Listen, you know how much I hate the COVID talk, boring.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to dwell on this. I will take a Zoomer with their first reactions, Matt.
Are you ready? Hey,
yeah,
are you ready for this?
Let's talk to Parker Shields. Parker Shields, you have a reaction for us?
Let's go!
I have COVID too.
Well, this isn't about you.
Okay.
I mean, how arrogant.
Turns out I got COVID.
No, condolences.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling much better. I had a rough maybe 48 hours a few days ago, but I'm on the up and up now.
Good. I'm happy to have 48 hours of roughness. I don't even have that. I feel like I would, like I said, I feel like I have an allergy or something like that. So pray. Let's all pray. I believe in God. For the time being, and I'll reverse that opinion later. But are you shocked? Are you disappointed? Are you sad? Are you planning to attend any shows of mine this summer?
I'm in Row G for Durham. I'll be there. Can't wait. Well, love the new album.
I mean, the positive side of this is, let's get this over with now. I don't want to get this in Cleveland 2.5 weeks into the tour, right?
You've got that it at the right time. That becomes
a big problem. I might have gotten it at the right time. I would have preferred to have gotten it last week.
Great timing, T.
But we'll see. So stand by. If you have tickets to the, I would say this, then we'd completely move on and forget about this. I would say if you're listening and you have tickets to the first two shows, I think there's a high probability of those being postponed until later, perhaps in September when we come back from the East Coast. So I'm not saying that's happening. It's probably the smart thing to do. It's probably the most ethical, responsible, reasonable thing to do is to give me the full CDC recommended period of time. To be clear, I will say this is affecting rehearsals. I'm trusting this band is just gonna do it over Zoom. We're gonna figure it out. The songs are not that hard. I'm not doing Emerson, Lake and Palmer covers. Do you hear me,
Tim? Maybe Nick? You could do like Daft Punk, and you could wear a helmet and. The show can go on.
Well, Tim was kind enough to say
or
that
Bob
if,
Log.
Yeah, if he does still test positive, that I could go on and do all of his material.
That would be fine.
Go. Yeah.
Anyways,
feel better.
Let's
Parker.
Move the show along. I believe I'd Thank love you. To just move things into feel the better. City of the Day territory.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Now we're talking.
City of the Day. City of the Day. Hey,
already getting DMs, by the way. DMs, people saying, oh no, oh no. Oh no. City of the Day is sponsored by Numblish. Numblish is the exciting new language that anyone can learn. It simply takes every word in the English language and assigns it a number.
How many words are in the English language?
Only 171,476.
Wow, I bet even I could learn that language.
4,878,33,251.
What did you say?
I bet you can.
Cool. I just downloaded the Numblish Translator app, and now I can speak Numblish too.
4,226, 376, 30,242, 660,000, 660, 20,201.
66,878, 187, 264, 4,451, 40,149.
Now, what did you guys say this time?
4,556, 3,168, 900, 903, 10,223.
4,900, 874, 12,662.
186, 186.
Well, I guess this means I need to go to my numblish.lips to get 18% off my first book of Numblish. And if I order today, I'll get the Numblish Translator app for free. It's the number one language of the future. What am I waiting for?
449.
449, 62, 449.
All right. Well, we will be, since nobody else knows this this language, we'll go back into English, if that's
Can
okay
I
with everybody.
Can I play my Numblish jingle? Because now I do a jingle for every ad.
We
one,
love
two,
that.
Three, four. Numblish is the language for me. We can talk in numbers. One, two, three.
This show just can't Chilling. Be all talking about numbers.
Oh, sorry. Hey. Chilling. You're our city of the day. Right. Chilling. How are you?
Doing good. I'm chilling in Cooper Landing, Alaska.
Whoa. Oh, chilling in Alaska. The second track off my new LP, High School. What did you think when you heard that song?
I was like, God, it's meant to be. I'm chilling in Alaska. This fits the vibe well. I really appreciated the shout out to one of the lesser known smaller states.
It's lesser known. You think it's a lesser known state?
I don't know. A lot of people, some of the tourists here don't realize you can drive here. It's quite the drive. I drove up from Arizona to here.
I would say that the general awareness of Alaska is probably up in the high 90s to 100%. Don't you think?
Well, people don't
think of a state that might. You think you could stump somebody? Like maybe Rhode Island would be one that you might forget about. I don't know.
New Hampshire.
I think people know that more than like say a South Dakota.
Yeah. Interesting.
What I think is so cool about Alaska is that it's right next to Hawaii on the map, but they have such different climates.
That's interesting. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so well. That's okay. You're looking at the wrong maps.
No, they're right there. They're down there in the ocean.
They put them in the box at the bottom.
Yeah.
And they're right next to each other, but like one's really hot and one's really
cold. That's not where they are geographically on the planet, Sandy.
Well, I trust the science. I'm looking at it. Sorry.
He trusts. Let me just say, by the way, Sandy is one of three busy Debras. That's who we have here in the studio. One of three.
It's true.
And
check out Three Busy Debras on HBO Max.
Okay.
HBO.
Right?
So that's where it is. Wait, Doug, you know all three of us. Who would you say is who of the three? If the three of us were to be Vic, Doug, and Tim.
I'm Sandy.
Who's who? Yeah, I think so.
Sandy. Fireworks are hailing over Little Eden tonight. Okay, keep going, Doug. Sorry. If you say the word Sandy, I'm going to sing Sandy by Bruce Springsteen, which is on the Young, the Wild, and the E Street Shuffle, his second album.
Vinny
Mad Dog Lopez on drums. Okay. Go ahead, Doug.
I got to go Alyssa with Tim. I mean, I don't know if I had to pick.
If you had to pick.
Is there a clear leader between you guys? I mean, down the down
great
low.
Great question.
Like if you know, like who's really taking, who's
Tim seems like more of a Mitra to me.
I think Mitra.
Yeah.
Maybe Tim's the Mitra.
Maybe Tim's the Mitra.
She seems like the alpha. Right.
I'll meet you later. We could talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Where was Max Weinberg on that album, Tim? Why was Mad Dog?
He was yet to be discovered. Oh. He was
playing on Mini.
I got my dyslexia going. Vinny Mad Dog Lopez clashed with Bruce, I believe. I don't know the whole story, but they did not. There was he left the group, and Max entered the picture. Four, Born to Run. All right, Matt, how about... We have another big bombshell.
Oh.
Brought to us, which we're not going to now, but I just want to tease a little bit.
I love these bombshells.
A legitimate bombshell.
Thanks, Alaska.
Are you guys just talking over me?
Sorry, we were leaving Alaska Man.
Okie dokie.
Chilling on.
Oh.
Okie dokie.
All right. Thank you, Alaska Man. Let me just say one word about this bombshell. It's going to make some waves in the wider world community, I believe. We're going to treat it very seriously. We're going to swear. This person will be under oath. He'll be sworn in under oath. And he will be met with... serious questioning by myself and some follow-up questioning by Victor Berger IV. And we'll get to the bottom of some very important issues. This is going to shock it's not going to surprise you. I think what this experience will do is reaffirm some of our deep suspicions we have about a certain person. Correct?
I believe so. I believe that is true.
Cannot wait. The guy on office hours, Vic.
And we have a new talent that we're going to be exploring and exposing on the show. New talent from a man named Matt. Who's our special comedy guest today?
The great Bardia Salimi.
Woo!
Great Bardia Salimi.
And,
now,
and you
let
have
us take another call. How about the hotline?
Yeah, let's get into
I was going to make my big joke, but we
can't. What was the bombshell? Is that to come later?
I was going
to
say there's a third bombshell.
Wait.
I'll wait for the joke.
What, Doug?
Never mind.
No, I just don't understand because I was very clear what I'm doing. The bombshell one is me testing positive for COVID. Bombshell two is being currently teased right now without revealing what the bombshell is. Mm. I just spent
the second half. We'll have this
4 minutes going over that.
All right. Jeez.
Jesus.
Here, let's show.
You can't say there's a bombshell and then just not say the bombshell.
Here's your teaser.
Like, did I miss the bombshell?
I can say that we're going to have a bombshell within a half hour.
There's going to be someone testifying.
Meanwhile, I'm sitting here with my great joke and no one wants to hear it.
Can I hear it?
Come on, please. Sandy, the floor is yours.
And then you guys all have to laugh.
Of course.
So there's a third bombshell, and she's sitting right here.
Yes.
Sandy, fireworks are hailing over Little Eden tonight. Now,
all right, let's talk to Mary.
Does this sound like a guy that can't perform on stage? I don't think so.
Mary from Spokane, 404. You're on the Hothead Hotline, or Perry, rather.
She's Spokane 4?
Yep.
She's Spokane 4?
You there, Spokane?
Spokane 4. And so
this is a Mary?
I'm here. Can y'all hear me?
Oh, must be Perry, the auto screener said.
Yes.
Oh, are must you be Barry.
Perry?
Huh?
Y'all can call me whatever you want as long as you can hear me.
Okay, what can we do for you?
Can y'all hear me at all?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, sorry, guys. Jeez. Well, first of all, I'd like to say I think Tim is Sandy, Doug is Alyssa, and Vic is Mitra, but that's just me.
Oh, interesting.
Could be. I called him.
Very
interesting. That seems right to me, but I appreciate all opinions. I've called in a couple times with several complaints, but this one is a new one. My fiance's best friend called to borrow money from her a couple of weeks ago, and she swore up and down. She's like, I'll get paid the next day. I'll pay you back right away, and well, I'll be good. So my fiance sent her the money, and of course, the next day she didn't pay her back, and it's been about a month now. And this best friend, this person who has been in my fiance's life since she was a child, is no longer speaking to her, as like completely cut off communication after borrowing this money. So I don't know.
I got a pop quiz for pop quiz for Sandy right now.
Mm-hmm.
What is the root of all evil?
Women.
No.
Right.
Doug, what is the root of all evil?
Video games. Violent video games.
All right, Vic. You can take it away. What is the root of all evil?
Greed and power? Greed or power?
Close. Matt, you want to take it?
Yeah, this is a very easy one. Money. Huh. Money is the root of all evil. You know this.
I thought that was going to be an easy softball, meatball.
And what's the square root of all evil?
How much money are we talking about, sir?
$200, a couple hundred bucks. I mean, not an unreasonable sum, but, you know, we live paycheck to paycheck. That's a good chunk for us.
Doug, don't scoff at $200.
Can we make the super chats go to this today?
Well, it's like a lifelong friendship over $200. You know, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
But
they've been friends. I've been with my fiance for 6 years, and they've been friends for like 20-something. So I've known this girl the entire time. Mm-hmm. She was a lot more dependable and...
Oh, no, you go.
She used to be a much more reliable, dependable friend, but like the last 3 years, she's just really started to pull away from my fiance. And I obviously can't say anything to this girl because I don't want to get in between them, but
I'll say something
to make me feel like, why do we need her around? Yes, please.
I can say something. How long has she not spoken to you or to your fiance?
She asked for the money about 3 weeks ago, and that's the last correspondence they've had.
Well, you could save the money on the wedding not inviting her, right?
Excuse me.
Just a thought.
Yeah.
Well, she was slated to be my fiance's maid of honor. I don't know. That's kind of
fine. Yeah. I'll do it. Fine.
Yeah, you know what you did? Please, you know what? There's another way to look at this.
There's another way to look at this, okay? You've just spent, your wife is just fiance, whatever. I don't know if this wedding's actually going to go. Is it a fiance or wife?
You say you don't know if this wedding's going to happen?
I appreciate the confidence.
I'm dubious, but no. You have just spent, your fiance has just spent $200 to get some dead weight out of her life. That's all.
That's right.
Consider it. That's a good value.
Good value, yeah.
Drop it. So, like, you know what? We're done. I don't need this kind of energy in my life. I don't need this kind of person in my life anymore. I think you should be prepared to drop friendships at the drop of, like this. Like, boom, done. Yeah. Goodbye. We had some good times. So what? I'll meet somebody else. Huh? You're ready to do that. Your fiance can't let go.
To drop somebody. Exactly. But I think you're right. If it's a $200 to be outside of this negative influence, that's a small price to pay.
Ciao tutti.
Ciao tutti, eh?
Absolutely. She's just fucking fiance. All right, that's my advice. Let's not linger on this. Can't imagine why anybody would want to hear another second of this
best
situation.
Luck, Spokane. Spokane, Mary.
No one has gotten invested in this situation. No listeners.
I do want to.
Wait a minute. I want to know more.
Tim, wouldn't it be cool to like pay to get rid of some people that you don't really like want around? Like, it would be a blessing to have them owe you like money they oust you and then they go away. But what if you could, a service where you can pay to get rid of some of these vampires in your life?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like
them.
A good fake ad for you, Doug.
No, just some people you don't really
know. I could tell some stories about this, but then it would get a little personal. But yes, certainly.
Can't you stay vague and kind of keep it vague? Like, make it be about someone else you know that.
Nah.
I do want to respond to
you'd
Vic's.
Snip it out real quick.
Sorry, I do want to respond to Vic's super chat suggestion. The super chats today are going to abortionfunds.org.
Yes, because I got to
clarify that.
I got Sandy knocked up this morning.
Now I'm getting excited.
Hey!
Is that the bombshell?
It's just general abortion funds for. Well, listen, I'm going on tour, and my life began. Accidents happen. And I have to be ready to take care of the situation.
This is a personal abortion fund for you.
Yeah.
For your tour.
That's right. Yeah. There'll be a tip jar at the merch booth as well for the unfortunate situations.
Mm-hmm.
No, yes, of course. You know, we are all, I think everybody on this call is horrified and disheartened and completely at wit's end by this reversal of a long-standing precedent in our Supreme Court.
I know what I do about
the privacy issue that now has opened the door. And now you see what they did this morning with this Supreme Court. You see this, Doug?
No.
You see the latest.
I was preparing for the show all morning.
It's supreme bad vibes over there.
What'd they do now?
What was it now?
Supreme bad vibes. They've just said, Matt and Doug and Vic and Sandy, mm-hmm. that the EPA is no longer allowed to regulate greenhouse gas.
Unbelievable. Okay.
All right.
All the best, everybody. Good luck.
So backwards.
Well, I wrote a song about true. That mm-hmm. and people love it. I'll be performing that song. It's part of the set list.
And I'll be performing it if Tim can't make it to the tour.
Yes. We'll have lyric sheets for you. But yes, so that's where the super chats are going. Please fill it up with your dollar bills and we'll pass it along. I'm also looking, I kind of opened up a hornet's nest. That's not a hornet's nest. I'd say it's a better way of saying that, a more benign way of saying that. Hornet's nest, Pandora's box.
An ant hill.
A
gopher hole?
No, I invited organizers to use my, I invited activist organizers to come and set up shop at the merch booth for the tour. And I got flooded with DSA people who were all over it saying, I'll set up. I got you, buddy. you know? So I felt like got to do something, got to get do use this. I don't want to make this show turn into this didactic, you know, standing up there ranting about stuff. You don't need to hear that. You want to go out and be entertained, have a good night out. But my when God. You're leaving, maybe you sign up on some mailing list or you give a couple bucks or something, you know?
Facts.
It's a good opportunity, right? Nothing wrong with that. And we're I think chilling. More people should do it, frankly.
You should give out free abortions at the show.
Well, I don't know about that.
Why? Are you not an ally?
I'm just not trained to do such a thing.
It sounds to me like you're making excuses and you're not actually standing up for women in this moment.
I mean, sometimes excuses are legit. You know, that's a good excuse. You know that expression. All right, Matt, can I please take a Zoomer? I need to see my audience. I need to look them in the eye and be straight with them.
Yes, yes. I see some new. Let's try and get some new faces because I see lot of same old faces. Chiquita, have you been on before? Do you have a topic? No? Okay. Lindsay, do you have a topic? Are you a new face?
Lindsay Buckingham is here from.
You're new and you have a topic? That's a yes? Lindsay, let's talk to Lindsay.
Hey, wow, this is cool. I have COVID too, so I just wanted to send my solidarity to you and to the other.
What the hell's going on? Are people getting it through the Zoom?
Yes. I think that's what's happening.
Vic, are you on the way to Safari after this? What's going on with you? Or you look like you might be.
I thought it looked kind of. I wore it last week too, and I thought it looked kind of cool. So I was like, try it again. You know.
He kind of looks like he's going to a soccer game in South Africa.
Yeah, I could take a break and play a game.
You know Zimbabwe or something.
Yeah, it's like a mashup. Yeah. Well, Lindsay, do you know how you got the? Do you know where you got the virus?
Well, I was in a seminar with a bunch of economists, and they were not masking, so I think I got it from them. So I was also in North Carolina, where masking is not so common anymore.
Now, how was that seminar with economists? Yeah. Was that fun or what? What's that like?
Well, it was a little difficult, you know, for people who are more on the left, because it was a lot of people defending the free market. But whatever.
Would you say that knowing what you
gases.
Know, mm-hmm, knowing what you know now that you left with COVID, would you do it all again?
I would because I was in Durham, which is a great city, and I like.
That's where I get my tobacco. I get my tobacco wholesale there. I get the leaves, burlap, big giant burlap sacks delivered to me.
You fly in and check out and inspect the leaves, and then.
No, it's all online, Doug. I work, there's a really cool small batch tobacco leaf company out of Durham
that's nice.
And then they toast it.
Uh-huh.
They toast the leaves and shred it. And then I get big burlap sacks of tobacco.
Do you smoke cigars?
For my rolling and for my pipes. Now I'm making my own cigars, which
you're
is
doing cigars or pipes or cigs. T.
I do it all. I roll cigs, mm-hmm, and then I have a pipe, and then I have then I roll my own cigars.
You ever do the snuff and jam it up the nostril?
No, I do a little dip. I do a little dip.
Oh, that's good.
But it's been fun. I smoke rolled cigarettes throughout the day, and then after dinner, I'll have a little pipe. I'll pipe up. Uh-huh. And then on the weekends, like when I'm watching the game, I'll bring out the big stogies, big ones. And they're all like fully organic, small batch tobacco.
Hand rolled. And that's cool. And you rolling them.
Hand rolled, small batch toasted, no tar, toasted very little tar.
I doubt that. Extra tar. Tar is what makes them good. Let's be honest. Right?
Where does
wait, Doug? You can't say that.
Is tar added, or is it just in the tobacco leaf?
Is it when it burns?
Like,
I think it's naturally there, but I like when they add a little more tar.
Guys, I'm really uncomfortable with the amount you're saying tar.
Tar.
It's not PC.
Why is tar wrong?
Think about it.
Tar heels too. North Carolina Tar Heels, right? What does it? Yeah. What does that mean? Tar heels.
What's a tar heel? Durham.
Why do you have Tar Heels?
She's like, yeah. Okay.
I'm getting the signal from Sandy. We should move on. He's giving me a look.
Sorry about your COVID. Sorry about the economy.
Don't you?
Sorry about
just wanted to say, Tim, I'm coming to see you in August when you come to, I guess you're in Brooklyn. But you guys are all going to be in Brooklyn.
That's right. You're going to come see us in the daytime?
Yeah, the daytime show. Looking forward.
Oh, I can't wait.
Well, I'll be there.
Yeah.
We'll be there.
We'll all be there.
I'll be there.
I'll be there.
Sandy's invited.
I'm
going
to fly straight.
Sure.
I'm going to go straight to the airport after the show and just fly straight back.
All right. Well, feel better. How do you feel? Do you feel okay?
Fishing halls.
Just insulted Brooklyn. Bye, Lindsay.
Matt and the guys in the who control the Zoom are so quick on the trigger to mute people.
I love it.
As soon as I get round out to saying goodbye, it's like cut the cord.
Well, oftentimes they're waiting around for 10 minutes.
More.
What do you want? You want another hotline? You want another Zoom?
I have a couple items to discuss. The great Stephen Hayden, who I spoke to for this UpRocks site. He's a great music writer. He just put out this thing about how the new Guided by Voices record is a return to greatness from them. Okay.
I don't know.
So let's give that's their record's coming out on Friday. I have no association with them in any way. I find it curious. We goof on them sometimes, but I am a fan and I'm excited to hear it. So that's on my radar.
But is that a cut for all their other albums that they didn't like? You know what I mean?
Well, they just put out so much, right? They put out like two or three records a year,
right?
These people. Rock and roll. This Bob Pollard.
You talking about Pollard. Tremblers and Goggles by Rank, that new album?
Yeah. Which, what a name for a record, huh? This is a talk about numblish. This is like Mad Libs. Anyway, good for them, though. Stephen Hayden, all I'll say is if you want to follow a good writer on music, the Stephen Hayden. Knows what he's talking about. And I guess we can just briefly mention that despite their snubbing of Fear of Death, the folks at Pitchfork gave a nice review to High School, despite what would you call a B+? That's a good rating, not far from perfect.
Well, they gave you like a 7-point something on Pitchfork, right?
7.5.
That's a huge score for Pittsburgh.
That's great.
They,
well done.
People say that's good, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's good.
So that came out, and the review was better than the number. It was a rave.
Did that Melon guy give it a review?
This show just can't be about.
Oh, Anthony Fontana.
Numbers.
Well, no, I don't know, but I did. That's not a nice thing to say about a human being.
That's his nickname. He calls himself that.
Well. He interviewed me last night for his show. He does an interview show. So I did that on Twitch, and I think that'll be on his YouTube. So I spoke to him for about 45 minutes. Very serious interview. He was very, very serious. I don't know if he likes the record or what, but he was a very, very good very good chat. I don't know if he's going to review
fun
it.
Energy.
So we had our beef in the past, and I'm not going back. It's water under the bridge.
Hey,
I don't really know what was the controversy there. Did you actually?
I told
have
you
words?
I'm not going back, and it's okay, not. Sir. If you want to, if you're interested, Matt, if you seem so interested,
that's
in
old
this,
shit. That's before Google Matt was that. Even here.
I know. I don't even know about it. Fantano.
Life's tough.
That's,
man.
We had a couple of videos I sent you guys. I don't know if you care to play them, but
yeah, you want to watch a vid, and then we'll bring Bardia in. How about that?
We can watch the pancake one to see what Sandy thinks about that.
Oh yeah, I like that one.
Right, pancake video is huge. This came out this morning. I got tagged by everybody because they thought, man, this is either you doing a bit because it kind of looks like me in my heavier days. But you're not going to believe what you're about to see.
You ready for us, Wes? Okay, here we go.
You know, listen up, mister.
All right. Wait, is it coming up?
I don't see it coming up.
I see Tim right here. Here we go.
There we go.
There he is.
Here we go. And can you
turn it up?
Yeah, turn it up there, Luke. It was very quiet there.
You know, when it comes to wives, it's the Bible says that they're supposed to, you know,
turn it up.
You know, therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, the Bible says. It says, let the wives be unto their husbands in everything. If I came home and my wife had a whole meal on the table and I said, you know, I want pancakes. And she's like, oh man, but I've already made hamburgers. And I'm just like, I have to have pancakes right now. Look, she should make pancakes.
It's stunning.
Quiet.
Stunning.
He's like some old asshole sitting there nodding. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't think that I'm using when it comes to wives in my stand-up set, you're nuts.
That's so what, right when it in. Comes to wives.
Hey, listen. When it comes to wives, I've got one of the best. But sometimes you don't listen.
Here's what I'm going to say. If you're getting burgers for dinner and you want pancakes, grow up, bitch. You're not a baby. Only babies have pancakes for dinner.
I'll let my wife do it. She doesn't work.
Who has pancakes for dinner? Unless they're like a...
She could have made like a McGriddle burger, you know what I mean? Like a cheeseburger, put the pancakes on top.
So the guy comes home from work and the burgers are made. They're ready to go.
And all he has to do is sit down and eat.
I want pancakes, so.
It's like, no.
What are we going to do here?
No.
Bitch, make me pancakes.
If that happened, that would be a clear sign that person is mentally deranged, right? That would be like do that 5150 move, call the local precinct and say, yeah, my husband's in distress. He's having some kind of psychotic meltdown. What happened? Well, I had dinner ready and he was insisting on pancakes.
But you know what? I'll say, to be fair,
that's bonkers. We're coming to put him in a, you know, what are those things called?
A straitjacket. But we don't know, like, his medical condition. Like, he might have a medical condition where, like, medically he needs pancakes for dinner. And, like, we need to be more understanding of that.
Let me say, I'm offended personally by the idea of a straitjacket. I mean, as a cis male, hetero cis male, I'm tired of the negative association of lunatics in the corner of a padded cell. Okay? You don't hear about gay jackets.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? Here's what I'm going to say. Here's what I'm going to say. Those gay jackets, they're looking cute. Straight jackets.
Actually, gay jackets are, those are the... fashionable jackets, mm-hmm. pretty much.
Yeah.
All right, Matt, why don't you, I'll give you a kind of a cool opportunity here. It's kind of a cool opportunity for Captain Carlin.
I can't wait.
Why don't you introduce our next guest?
Oh, you want me to?
Why the hell not?
Wow. Really? All right.
Yeah.
Let's bring on Bardi Asalimi. He's here to showcase a brand new form of comedy invented called front-facing camera comedy live.
Thank you so much. Wow. Thank you. Yeah. Yes. I mean, I'm surprised nobody else is dressed up, honestly. Because this is a big deal. I mean, guys, make sure we're all on board. We all know front-facing camera comedy, right? It blew up during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the camera facing the person, and then, you know, it'd be like something like the nerd in every rom-com, or, you know, something like this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this seemed to be taken off. You know, this is basically the industry standard. I got a buddy of mine that says, you take meetings now in comedy. Either you have at least one or two front-facing camera comedy characters at the ready, or you get laughed out of the fucking room. So this is basically where we at. And I figure, and at first, I got to admit, you know, I'm old school, okay? Gone are the days of cutting your teeth at the clubs, you know? This is the new normal. And, you know, it took me a while to get on board. I'll be honest, it was a hard pill to swallow. I spent many a time on the Brooklyn Bridge listening to that song, Times They Are A-Changin'. And let me tell you something. I wasn't up there for the fucking view, okay? I was ready to take a long walk off a short pier, okay? So it took me a while to get around to it. But, you know, eventually I go, if you can't beat them, join them. And that's where I got the idea, you know, that why don't I take this one step forward, move the form, and no one else has done this before. I'm doing front-facing camera comedy live Okay? So right now it's all here.
No one's done this.
No one is doing this.
No.
I'm taking it to the next level. Nobody, if I see anybody fucking doing that, they're ripping me off. So this is the new normal. and this is this thing I invented. And you know, but it is tough. We're all comedians here. But I'm a little bit excited because, it's hard. I'm excited for the transition to a front-facing camera comedy because, Tim, I don't know if you can agree. It's hard writing jokes. It could be hard writing regular jokes. Am I right?
Absolutely.
You know, and of course.
Of,
and one of the worst things that a comedian encounters is sometimes I'll think of a joke, okay? And it turns out somebody else wrote it. That's the worst thing.
Mm-hmm.
I had that happen to me recently. I got a buddy of mine. He's been hitting the hooch real hard. He's just one of these guys. Had the worst. You know, he just had a real bad year. Girlfriend left him. Lost his job. Lost his apartment. Basically, doesn't have a fucking pot to piss in. Talk about a bad hand. You know, just everything went wrong for this guy. And so what do you do? Obviously, you start hitting the booze hard. This guy's drinking like a fish every fucking day, wetting his whistle. And I never thought anything of it. One day, I get a call from him, 8 in the morning. And he's on the phone. Hey, man, I need you to come to my fucking place, man. I'm doing really bad. I'm drinking like a fucking fish. My girlfriend left me. I basically don't have a pot to visit. Can you come to my house real quick? So I'm like, yeah, man, I'll be there in a second. I go to his place, right? The door's ajar. I mean, what the fuck's going on here? I walk into his apartment. It smells like piss, shit, empty bottles sprawled out. Basically, every brand of alcohol you can imagine. This guy had it laying out on his fucking floor, okay? I'm like, where the fuck is this guy? I finally go into the bathroom. He's in the fetal position. On the floor. He's like, don't look at me, man. I got a fucking problem. My girlfriend left me. I'm drinking like a fucking fish. I don't have a pot to piss in. Look at me. I'm chugging a liter of vodka. What is it, fucking 9 a.m.? Look at me. I'm fucked up. I got a problem. I go, whoa, take it easy, man. Hey, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. And apparently, that's already a fucking bit. So that I won't get used to that, and that's why I'm full on board now. This is it. I'm okay. What do you think?
Well, thanks for telling us about the jokes you are not going to be doing.
Absolutely not. Yeah. This is.
Do you have any other jokes?
No. This is all the past. You know, this is, we got to get with the times because I got to tell you guys, you know, either we get on board with this or we're all going to be sharing a fucking tent on Skid Row, spending our days filling jugs of water just to wet our fucking whistle. Okay, so this is, we better shit or get off the pot. This is, But that's pretty much what's going on. But I figured I'd throw you guys a nice bone because, you know, I could have taken this, I could have gone Rogan, I could have done Baldwin. But I figure I'd throw you guys a bone and you guys getting a little rub off this. This is going to be a big deal. I mean, and right here, this is a big moment. This is the first time ever front-facing camera comedy will be perform live on a podcast. So right, just itself.
Okay.
Is an
Has
event.
It not happened yet? I'm confused.
No.
You're leading up to something.
So
here, not,
yeah, that, I mean,
can
okay.
it begin now?
So sure, let's go.
Let's go.
Here we go, guys.
I've got Guinness on the horn.
And I'm live with this. This is okay. Ladies and gentlemen, this first one is called Quarantine Guy. And just you close your eyes, and this requires you to close your eyes a bit. And remember what it was like. I don't mean to trigger you, Tim. You're going through it right now. But kind of close your eyes and think, oh, my God, what was it like right before the pandemic hit? Everybody's like, what the fuck's going on? What the hell is this? I can't go outside. So just put yourself in that mentality.
Sure.
And this is Quarantine Guy, okay? And let's start with a standard angle right here for the first one. Man, I wish I could go outside. Okay, now let's reset for a... I got this one.
Oh yeah, you have to switch the angle with this every, is a, every
angle
line.
Too. Okay.
Yeah.
Come on, man. When are they gonna flatten the curve? Let me get that. Stop singing on the balcony.
Wait, do that. I think you have to look in the camera when
these
you,
different yeah. people.
No, this is one guy. This is like all, you know, it's like the quarantine guy, like that, or maybe it could be that gotcha. Guy in the corner.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Come on, guys. We're supposed to be keeping 6 feet apart. You know, this is like things that people were saying.
These are jokes or are these?
These are kind of things that okay. people were like, I'm embodying that kind of guy.
Yeah, he's like being, okay. you know, yeah, it's like we all know guy.
That gotcha, guy. Okay. And how about we go and under.
I remember that
this
guy.
This is a different angle.
Yeah, you got to see this angle too, guys.
I'm not, to check it out. Okay. And now we're going, come on, guys. We're so, I am not liking 2020 so far.
Oh, wait, can I pitch one?
Yeah.
Like this wasn't on my, like 2020 bingo.
Oh yeah, this wasn't bingo on. Oh,
but it's a new angle.
I guess we could maybe go.
Yeah. That's a good one. That's a good one. Maybe while you're this saying
was,
it.
Wait. This was not on my 2020 card.
No. Can I take it back for a second? So wait. So this is not on my 2020 bingo card. And when you're saying it, start with the camera out and then bring it towards
this is not
you.
On, this was not on my 2020 oh, yeah. bingo card.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Now, and then we got one.
Good note, Sandy.
Thank you. Come I'm on, getting guys, into directing.
Get,
so.
Oh, come on. Guys, let me get a new one. Come on, guys. When is this thing going to peak already?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Okay. And maybe that's enough for quarantine guy, right? So that's,
we
you know.
We love quarantine guy. So funny that's, stuff.
Yeah. And then I got one more. This I just.
Now, normally, can I just ask or just make an observation or, yes. or a comment? Normally on these front-facing camera comedy videos, there's quite a bit of editing going
yes,
on,
the
so
editing
these things
is what
all
makes
kind
it
of
work.
Rapid fire.
Yes. Exactly, T. Yes,
oh, yes. Well, I wasn't going to go that far, Doug.
Yes. Well, Tim, if I may, I feel like
we're sort of seeing the sausage making process.
Yeah, exactly.
Here,
this is kind of the behind the scenes. This is why it's going to be such a imagine. I mean, you're seeing this now. Imagine this in front of an audience.
I mean, this is an audience, so there, I mean,
yeah.
there
it could be so, it could be tricky though for some people that they might get confused because you're in both angles. You're wearing the same jacket.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Well, he's the yeah. same guy apparently.
Yeah, so it's like, why is he talking to himself? But yeah. if you have a,
well,
if you take your jacket
let's
off,
see another one. Okay. Can we quickly yeah, see let, another, yeah,
maybe,
another
maybe
one?
Maybe
then we have to go to break.
If that didn't do it, let's get then maybe this will do it for you. So I just moved from New York City, and you know I'm getting a little homesick, obviously. And so this, I wrote this in with that in mind. This is New York guy right here, okay? Let me get, maybe we'll do one of here. That's, forget great. About it. Okay,
any
that's,
of them will work.
Forget about it. And then let me get the second angle here. Or for this one, this is second. Yo, I'm hungry. Let me get a fucking slice.
Who's this guy again?
This is a New York guy. Pretty much, you know, if you lived in New York,
you would get
at all.
It's very inside baseball. Like, Tim, I don't know if you ever
Times Square was different. Let me tell you something.
I lived in New York.
Fucking tell you something. Times Square was different in the 70s. That I can tell you.
that I can tell you. Okay.
Taxi. Okay.
Couple more.
Wait. Yeah. I can maybe just like I'm walking here.
Oh, yeah. I'm walking here. Well, that's from Midnight Cowboy. I'm walking here. What the fuck? Get the fuck out of my face. How about them Yankees? And that's another one. And how about
the Mets?
How about the Mets? And oh, let me get a fucking coffee. That's how they say coffee and stuff.
All right.
And you know, if you wanted to,
and
I thought,
would you on if you're doing. If you're doing this live, would you have the cheat sheet with you? Would you have the stuff written down, or would you be kind of off?
I might be off big front, but you know, it's just you got to get it right. You know, it's because you know, I know I'm making it look easy, but this is a lot that goes into this kind of stuff. You got to give it up.
Some confusion because so you're not doing your act, you're just describing the process by which you will be doing your act.
I'm giving you a little behind the scenes sneak peek. At the Elysian August 3rd, I will be doing this. Will be the first time in Los Angeles.
So, give us we have to go to break, but give us the 30 seconds of the actual show without the commentary, just the show.
Oh, yes. Okay. This will be
just
well,
the act.
Well, you know, here's what I would wanted to try, if I think it might be a little fun interactive thing, which I'm planning on doing at the show, is taking the training wheels off and maybe even trying improvised.
Whoa.
And maybe if we wanted to get a suggestion from, if I mean, that's just, you know, maybe get from a Zoomer or something. Because, you know, that's the whole other level.
Sure, Matt,
I'm adding.
You want to bring a Zoomer in?
Nobody else has done this. I'm doing an improvised front-facing camera. That's a whole other.
What do you want? You want a topic? You want a word? What do you want?
Whatever.
Word. Cowboy neck.
And this was
give
this
party
is
a whatever.
Be, this was what you will see at Elysian if you go to the show August 3rd.
Hit it, Cowboy neck.
Hey, everybody. Hi, good to see you all. Do you want just a topic, anything?
Any word or topic, whatever.
Or what kind of Top Gun. Huh? So let's say Top Gun.
Top Gun. Okay. That guy. How about that guy? That guy. That's that guy that's always telling you to see Top Gun. How about that?
All right. Mm-hmm. Let's do it,
bro. Okay, now this is it. This is what you'll... Bro, man, have you fucking seen Top Gun yet? Okay, that... And I wouldn't be saying this, but that's... Yo, man, fucking Val Kilmer still got it. That would be the... this is the third angle. Holy shit, man. You know Tom Hanks still... or Tom Cruise. Come on, let me do that again. Holy fuck, man. You know Tom Cruise does his own fucking stunts in that plane? And that's a little taste of what would...
That's great. Thank you
and
so
no
much.
And no one else is doing this.
All right. Let's do this. That's terrific work. Congratulations. I can't wait to see it at the Elysian Theater. You might have to cover for me on Tuesday. Sure. Let's take a five-minute break. Bombshell number two, Matt...
Oh, yeah, we're ready. Plan? We're doing it right after the break. We got
after the break?
Big bombshell. Yeah. Big bombshell.
Big bombshell, quick five, yes. And then we will introduce our guest, and we'll be back in a few minutes. Thank you for joining us on this wonderful day.
You pull me like a magnet, ever closer to your heart. Just give me time to win you, and now's the time.
This is Bob Dylan. I need to let you know that there's more Office Hours content waiting for you on patreon.com/officehourslive. It's $5 per month or $55 for a full year to get access to full episodes of Office Hours, Joe Hall, Compound, and much more. Not to mention an exclusive discount on the merch store. So make like a rolling stone and get over to patreon.com/officehourslive.
Let me be the bricks in your wall. Let me be the soil where your garden grows. Let me be the one. Let me be.